Man, I felt very much impressed to preach on a very simple topic, but I'm going to, with a little different emphasis on John 3:16. You're familiar with it, I'm sure. But I want to have a special emphasis on the fact of gave. God is a giving God. And God is a giving God because He's a loving God. He's so loved, as was just sung. And so, if you want to prove your love for God, you'll learn to give of yourself and give as Christ gave all for us. He gave all. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. One little boy, he was saying this verse and he said, His only forgotten Son. He's sure forgotten by a lot of people today. But He's the only begotten Son of God, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some of the translations of the Scripture, they say His only Son, but says Adam was the Son of God too. So it's not just His only Son, it's His only begotten Son. And I don't like what some others say. They change it. I'm told, I looked it up in all my translations and it didn't say that, but in one they said the only begotten God. No, the only begotten Son. Just like it ought to read. He's the only begotten Son. We're all sons of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We're all the children of God. We're His sons. But we're not the Son of God. He was different. He was sinless, pure, impeccably pure. Oh, our Savior. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. God Almighty said, for God so loved. And by the way, Jesus is God, though. Jesus is God, was God, and forever shall be God in the flesh. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I and my Father are one, and they took up stones in John 10 to stone Him because He claimed to be God. He is God. He never told Thomas when Thomas said, my Lord and my God. He never said, no, I'm not your God. He said, oh, praise God, I am too. Hallelujah. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the resurrection and the life. I'll tell you what, the I am of the Old Testament, it all went back, to Moses. And he said, who shall I say sent me? And God said, you tell him, I am hath sent you. Oh, glory. Jesus was claiming to be God all the way through there. He's the Christ of Calvary. He's the ever-living Savior. The Jehovah's Witnesses make a big deal about the begotten Son of God and all these things, and they just get it all messed up. No, we believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. We don't have to understand that, but Jesus is God in the flesh. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That's called the Trinity, and I don't understand it, but I know it's so. I believe it with all my heart and all my being that this God is a triune God. And I'm going to mix them up this morning a little bit, and sometime I'll be talking about Jesus. And other times I'll be talking about God. That's not too bad, because when I was a little Methodist, I thought when I was talking to God, I was talking to Jesus. And when I was talking to Jesus, I was talking to God in prayer. Pretty good doctrine, amen, even from the Methodist church. Amen. It's just I didn't know this Christ. And you can't know God the Father without knowing God the Son. For there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. By the way, the Holy Ghost did not get His start on the day of Pentecost. He is the eternal Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are the same person. Thank you. There's not four in the Trinity. There's only three. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Other parts, He's called the Holy Spirit. He's both. All one. Well, what a great verse. For God so loved the world. Aren't you glad? He loved this old world. What is He talking about? The cosmos that we are on, the planet that we're on, the whatever, the earth. No, he's talking about human beings. He so loved mankind, is what it's talking about. By the way, I believe God even loves the animals, though. Amen. I believe God loves animals, too. He put them on the earth. He created them. You know what he said over there when Jonah? He said, should I not spare this great city and much cattle? But because of man's sin, all those beasts died, and only a few got on the ark of God. Because man's sin destroys animals as well as human beings. Only 8 people. More animals got on the ark than people got on the ark. Because God hates sin. God will judge sin. But God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He loved the world so much to give Himself for sinful man. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, the Bible says. He didn't die after we cleaned ourselves up. He died for us while we were yet in our sins. He died for the adulterer. He died for the drunkard. He died for every sinner that ever breathed. God's good air, Christ died for our sins. He tasted death for every man. Not every elect man, for every man. He died for all. For all were dead. And here it says, for God so loved. What? This? He loved this humanity that He had made. What did He say over there in regard to the flood? My spirit shall not always strive with man. Aren't you glad He put up with you? Sinner friend? Saved sinner friend? Aren't you glad He didn't cut us off? First time we crossed Him? First time we did wrong? First time we maybe took His name in vain? The first time we thought an evil thought and then went to do that evil deed that came from the seed of an evil thought? Aren't you glad? I'm glad that God called men to preach too. I don't know if it was Lubius, whatever it was. I heard a black preacher yesterday on the radio, Brother Timms. I never heard such preaching. I just wanted to shout glory. I'm telling you, he preached it all. He said, you adulterers and fornicators and living together and doing this. And then he said, you going out there mixed swimming. He said, all that nakedness. And I said, preach on, son. Man, was he preaching. I said, I've not heard any black, white, or any kind of preacher on the radio doing much of preaching like that. It was just marvelous. I wanted the tape. I might still, if it's the same one, I don't know who it is. Didn't get the name. But I'm telling you, I'm glad for any kind of preaching like that. I mean, he was preaching it all. There were other areas I didn't even mention. He got into everything. I'm telling you, if you were there and you were a sinner, or you were a saved person and not living for God, boy, you would have been under conviction from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot. He didn't. And he said, I'm after you this morning or afternoon or whatever. He said, I'm here to get you straightened out. You ought to thank God. I'm here to straighten you out with God. That's what he said. Whoa! Teach you the difference between the holy and the profane. Man, it was refreshing to me. I thought that there's still some others around. Amen? And I thank the Lord when there's some chaplains that start helping us give testaments out. If we ever go to battle with some other chaplain over there on the fort, amen, we'll have that on the record. They let a little lady out there give out these little smiley faces. You see her? She gave out these little things, little smiley faces, little older lady. They let her do that, didn't they? They let me give my Bible out too. Amen? Amen. Amen. Ours cost a lot more than hers did. But it was nice that she wanted to do anything for our troops. Wasn't that nice? And then there's others that brought out these tapes, brought out some tapes and CDs and stuff like that. Maybe we could do a little bit about that. Maybe we could do a little of that. Get some good preaching tapes and just put them out on the table there for the remainder. You know, we don't want to give those out like hotcakes, but we can give them out, a few of them maybe. We called Mrs. Buhorn about that, and then Brother Hamelin about that. Maybe we can... maybe if we could find a few saved fellows and give them one of our music, MP3s or something, or CDs or something. Amen. But I'll tell you, we couldn't give anything better than a New Testament out to somebody with the plan of salvation going right through. We couldn't give anything better than that out. That's the Word of God. Whew. Word of God. Precious. Well, for God so loved the world, mankind, His created beings, those that were bent on hell itself, wicked. Christ died for the ungodly, the wicked, that they might be saved. He loved the whole world. That we might have what? Everlasting life, that we might not perish and go to hell, but that we might have everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? When do you get it? You get it when you get saved, not when you die. You get eternal life. I have it in me now. Christ is eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I have eternal life living in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit, lives in this body, which is the temple. This is not becoming the temple. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why we ought to think pure thoughts, do pure deeds. That's why we ought to be like Jesus and not like the devil. That was the devil's music the other day out there. That was the devil's dancing the other day out there. Amen? And you know, one encourages others. One, they had one master ceremony out there. He was in uniform. Was he not in uniform? Pastor Hammonds, I think he was. And he was out there, not in the khaki uniform, but he is in the regular. He was out there. And because he started gyrating his body all over the place with the music, and then others came out there, and before they were through, there were anywhere from 20 to 40 people out there. 20, 30 people probably out there. 15 at least, maybe up to 30 people out there all dancing in the middle of the floor. I know I gave a New Testament to one man way up there, way in the top, and I could tell he didn't like that at all. He didn't like their music. Why don't they sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that brought our boys back from a place they could have been killed? Why don't they sing To God Be the Glory? Because their God is not my God. That's why. Their God is the God of this world. Their music is this world's music. Should have been singing that like that. Oh, how He loved me so. Amen. I thought I was an American citizen too. Hello? I was in during Vietnam. They better let me give my testaments out if they're going to sing songs that I don't like. Hello? Someone said they weren't even patriotic songs. That's sad. You'd think you'd sing a patriotic song when they're coming back. Well, there's still a God to reckon with. We're going to meet Him one day in judgment. I want to dwell mainly on the fact of God gave. For God so loved the world that He gave. Christ gave Himself, and God gave His Son for us. And then we'll say the Amen. So I hope I can lift up Jesus high, for He gave all. Why should we give less when He gave all? Why should we give a little bit of our talents when He gave all? Why should we give a part of our vocabulary or the use of our tongue and not give all of our tongue to God in prayer or praise or preaching or loving talk? Why don't we give our eyes to the Lord completely, that we may look and see Him who's altogether lovely, and see the lost on their way to hell? Why don't we give our hands to the Lord to be used in tender deeds of love and giving out New Testaments? What better thing could I do with my hands, Brother Timms, than give the Word of God out? We're ambassadors for Christ. We ought to expect somebody to want to spit at us. For their Christ is not our Christ, their God is not our God, and that Bible is not their Bible, but it's mine. It's God's Bible. And then you give out those little this was your life, and it's a rebuke to them. Sinners don't want to be rebuked. They don't want to be rebuked at all, but it'll change them. One day they'll love you if they get saved. One day they'll love him if they get saved. Thou hast left thy first love, soul winning. Andrew first findeth his own brother Simon and brought him to Jesus. And Jesus findeth Philip, and Philip findeth Nathanael. And I want to know who in the world we're finding. That's our first love. Once we have him, we want to, come on, Jesus. No, you sinner, you come. Come on, I want you. Oh, when you meet him, you'll be different. You think it was wonderful when your mother picked you up in her arms and kissed your little hurt away. When Jesus kisses your sin away, oh, you'll be different forever. That was the need for that, Sean, as they were singing the national anthem out there. I was talking to a Pentecostal fellow out there, and I said to him, I said, you've been drinking all this alcohol, and you need a drink at the fountain that never runs dry. He acted like he had. I said, that won't bring happiness. He said, I know it won't. I said, you've really had, you're part of it, haven't you? And he said, yes. Oh, they need to drink of him. Drink of his forgiveness. He frequents probably the bunny club and he needs to come to God's house. Get his sins forgiven. Christ gave his body, it tells us that. This is his all-glorious body he gave to sustain us, to empower us, to feed us. He's the bread of life. It says in the gospel over there in Luke that he gave. Look at that one verse, 22, verse 19. Luke 22, 19. I believe that's the verse, 22:19 tells us, and he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. He gave his body for us. He gave his body. Then he gave his blood. It's called, he gave his precious blood for us, who hath washed us from our sins in his own blood. And it tells us in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Look over there with me. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 tells us about the precious blood of Christ. Oh, it's precious. It says, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And then it tells us in Romans 3, look over there quickly, Romans chapter 3, it says the propitiation through faith in his blood. Verse 25 of chapter 3 of Romans, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Oh, his blood, faith in his blood to propitiate, to take our sins away. He gave his blood. Christ gave his soul, it tells us over in Isaiah. He gave his, in 53rd chapter, he gave his soul an offering for sin. Christ gave his soul for us. What a giving Christ he is. What a giving God we have. Christ gave his spirit. He said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. But then he also gave the Holy Ghost. He said, wait and tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power. Earlier in his ministry, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. He gave his spirit for sin and for sinners. He gave his life, his energizing life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He gave his life for those that were dead in trespasses and sins. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In another place he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the life, the way, the truth, and the life. He's life itself. And he gave life to those that were dead in trespasses and sin. Aren't you glad? He gave his life for us. Because I live, he said, ye shall live also. And then he also gave his light. It says in the scriptures, he's the light of the world. Those that were in darkness, he's the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. Then he said, ye are the light of the world. Then Christ gave his pure, holy self for filthy, wicked sinners. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He gave us his holiness. Amen? Imparted holiness. Well, can't get any more holy than Jesus and Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's the one. Christ gave us his righteousness, all of his righteousness he gave to us. For the unrighteous he gave his righteousness. Who of God has made unto us righteousness, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And then Christ gave his all-wise head to those that would beat him with the reed. You remember, they had the reed in his hand like he was a king. Then they took the reed and beat him on the head with it. He gave his head, in his all-wise head, for you and I. He gave his forehead, his honorable forehead, for the crown of thorns. Because he wanted to save us. He wanted to save us from ourselves. Boy, you can sure destroy yourself if you're not looking to God. You can think you're something when you're nothing. We need to become like Isaiah in chapter 6. Woe is me, for I am undone, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So the whole of the glory was there. And he came and touched his mouth, because that was what he said his problem was. With a hot coal from off the altar. And we need our tongues, we need our mouth touched so that it only sings the praises of God and says the praises of God and preaches the word of God and prays to the God of glory. Woe is me. That's the way up, is when you start getting yourself down. Humility is the answer. Pride is not the answer. He gave his forgiving and compassionate eyes. He looked on the multitudes and he was moved with compassion. He had forgiving eyes, loving eyes, merciful eyes, to take away our blindness. Money blinds many of our eyes. The love of money is the root of all evil. Lust blinds others' eyes. Their eyes are full of adultery, it says. Well, Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think about a maid or a young woman? No, just keep your thinking for your wife and for your God. Job had a wife when he said that too. Made a covenant with his eyes. You're not going to do too well, fellas. You need to make a new covenant with your eyes, fellas. Hello. Looking at every one of you. Every one of us have eye trouble. Amen? Pastors, too. We have eye troubles, don't we, Brother Harvey? Yes. Every one of us, men, we got eye trouble. We better make a covenant with our eyes that we'll not think upon a maid. If you start doing it, you say, Lord, forgive me. Help me never do that again. Amen. Just get it out of my mind and think only things that are right. The eyes are the windows. You know, the Bible speaks about our eyes being the windows. The windows. And we better keep the glass clear for heaven, so we see heaven instead of filth. Hello. Say, the internet or these theaters and everything. This was the great fear I had, is this matter of going to see this, the passion, is that we'll start going to the theaters. That's the great fear. Not that a bunch of people see this thing. It's when Christians let down and they start going to the movie theater. Huh? That was my great distress, is that Christians will go and see this thing. Hello? And they'll let down the barrier, and then they'll say, well, that isn't too bad either. Or that was so bad that I couldn't even look at it and everything, and then say, well, this film isn't too bad, and pretty soon, what in the world? You've let down in that area, pretty soon you let down another area, pretty soon you'll be plumb gone, won't you? And then you'll be the enemy of Pastor Harvey and every other God-sent preacher who's getting stronger instead of weaker. Amen? Well, they're getting weaker. We'll get stronger. Amen? We're to grow in grace and knowledge. But knowledge puffeth up, so we better make sure we're growing in grace. Better grow in convictions. As the world gets worse, don't follow along by the world, just be a little bit better than the world. Amen? No, just go the other direction completely. And you end up with His Baptist churches. Every pastor that I've given those encouragements to, y'all pray for me, amen? A lot of people didn't want us to do those encouragements. I think they've been a great blessing to a lot of people to check their walk, to a lot of ministers of the gospel. Say, is there someone else that's that strong around? Huh? Whew. That's even rough on preachers. Good idea. We're all Christians, aren't we? Well, I think we all need a little bit of some extra infusion of holiness when our churches are watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. Largest Baptist church in the area is Memorial, you know. And they had the Super Bowl over there. I hope that scene was not in there in the house of God. That would be an abomination, wouldn't it? Are Janet Jackson in the house of God. But they already had all the other perverted things during the halftime. Perverted music. And the girls up there, the cheerleaders, surely they focused down on the cheerleaders once in a while. They're not dressed. They're dressed scantily. You wouldn't want them in your church, or would they? Dressed like that. And then the liquor ads. Don't they have liquor ads? They always did have liquor ads. They haven't changed that. Don't have any tobacco ads anymore, you know, because we don't want to get cancer. You know, not much offense to God. We don't care about God, most people, you know, just they don't want to die of lung cancer. That's a good idea. If you clean up for any reason, it's kind of good, so I can have fresh air and my kids. But liquor stinks. It causes all the people to get drunk. Don't hear many people preaching against alcohol in our churches, do you? Preaching against adultery. Our eyes need to be compassionate. Christ gave His blessed cheeks to the pluckers. They plucked His beard out. They slapped His face. They hit Him. They blindfolded Him and said, "Who hit you?" There's another one for the eyes. They blindfolded Him. I was thinking about Samson. You know, they took his eyes out. And they blindfolded the Lord Jesus, too. I was thinking the other day. How many heard my sermon on Samson? I know you didn't probably agree with every type. But I thought about that later. You know, his eyes. Jesus was blindfolded there at the cross. And that was near the end. And it was near the end with Samson. He lost his eyes, but praise God, his spiritual eyes came alive. He said, "Oh, God, give me my strength back." Amen! He gave his chin, his tender chin, he gave to those that plucked out his beard. Christ gave his face to those that spit on his face. He endured spitting. How many of you have ever had people purposely spit in your face for Christ? I'd like to see you. Oh, have one? Huh? Two? Three? My lovely Lord Jesus was spit upon. So why, we ought to be able to take it if it's even a chaplain spitting at us. I would hope they wouldn't, but there's some that are filled with the devil, I'm telling you. They're not the child of God that I know. the God I know. Man, he's not there. They have no part. Jesus said, have no part in them. They're unredeemed, lost in sin. Jesus gave his strong shoulders to bear the cross for we weak ones, that we might be strong in his strength. Christ gave his lovely visage. And the Bible says in Isaiah, his visage was marred more than any man. And he was the beauty of all beauties, the loveliest of the lovely. He became ugly, so marred more than any man. Couldn't even figure he was a man. He was so marred. Can you imagine a man with his cheeks all his beard plucked out, been spit upon, reeds on the top of his head, crown of thorns on his head, blood coming down all over him, reed on his head. Puffed up, all puffed up from his beard being plucked, pulled out. Christ gave his precious hands to the nails so that our hands can be clean. Hallelujah. And do nice and tender things. He gave his beautiful feet to the nails as well. How beautiful are the feet? My Jesus, his feet were beautiful because he was carrying the good news. He was the good news. Amen. Christ gave his merciful Christ gave his side to those that put the spear in his side. For God so loved the world that he gave. And in John 10, Christ gave his life. He said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He could have called 12 legions of angels there at Gethsemane. He said, I am he, and they fell backward. He did not have to go to the cross, and yet he had to go because it was what he was meant to come and do. He was to give his life a ransom for many, and I'm one of those many. Hallelujah. God gave the best he had for the very worst of us. I like what Ian Paisley said so many years ago. He said, God only had one son, and he put him in the ministry. He was a preacher. Glory be to God. Whew. Only one like him. The God-man was a preacher. They didn't like his preaching, did they? They nailed him to Calvary's cross, but God liked his preaching. Glory be, 3 days later, broke open that grave, and out he came, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He ever liveth to make intercession for you and I. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. God gave his only begotten Son for a lost world. God gave his all for us when he gave Christ. God gave his all. God gave his sinless lamb for you and I. God gave the spotless, blemishless bridegroom of heaven for you and I, that we might be made spotless, the spotless bride of Christ, married to him for all eternity. And he's the bridegroom. He's there to take care of us. We don't have to take care of him. Amen? We're the weak ones, but he's the strong one who inhabiteth eternity. I like what the song, the verses on our sign out here about how he's my strength. Oh, the Lord is my strength. When you have no strength, Jesus will be your strength. When you know you're gone and everything's against you and nobody's for you and nothing, circumstances are all against you. Oh, he says, oh, just ask me. I'll be your strength. You'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. Just let me be your strength. When there's no power and you're faint, let him be your strength. Hallelujah! What a Savior! who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay and set him free. The Bible says he put our feet upon a rock and established our goings. He is my rock. The fairest of 10,000, the loveliest of the lovely, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the desire of nations, the rock of ages, the Prince of Peace, the Counselor of all counselors, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the fairest of the fair, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the wonderful one, the sustainer of all life, the shepherd of all shepherds, that great shepherd of the sheep, that good shepherd, none better than him. The door of all doors is my Lord Jesus. The Savior of all Saviors is Christ, and God gave him for us. The water of all life is our lovely Lord Jesus. The manna, the bread of life, of all life, is Jesus. The purest of the pure, the holiest of the holy, the love of all loves, the joy of all joys, the strength of all strength, the comfort of all comforters, the healer of all diseases and all healers, the meekest of all the meek, the judge of all the judges, the kindest of the kind, the most merciful of all merciful ones, the God of all gods, the most anointed of all anointed ones is He, the Lord Jesus, the Bishop of all bishops, the preacher of all preachers is Jesus, the prophet of all prophets that ever walked this earth, Jesus is the greatest. The pastor of all pastors is the Lord Jesus Christ. The father of all fathers is the Lord Jesus. The son of all sons is our lovely Lord Jesus. And he gave us all. And you mean we can't do the same? Why would we want to do less than give our all for him? He didn't say, well, I'll just give a little bit of myself. He said, I'm going to Calvary. And all the imps in hell can't keep me from the cross. They didn't put him there. He willingly went there. When he said, take this cup from me, he meant the cup, I believe, of adultery and sin, which was foreign to his nature. It was not the cross. He came to die. When he was born, the shadow of the cross was already over him. Amen? Oh, he came to give himself for us. Let's give ourselves to him. Either to save us, or after we're saved, let's give ourselves completely to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and Christ gave himself for us. Lord, bless the word. Thank thee for thy wonderful salvation, giving more than we could ever give. For thou art the God of glory. Christ is the very God of heaven. He was there in creation. The Creator gave himself for creatures, created beings like us. May we so love thee. It says in the scripture, we love him because he first loved us. So may we love thee. May we show it by giving. Giving of ourself, giving of our money, giving of our time, giving of everything we have. May we lay all on the altar and yield everything to thee. We ask in Jesus' name.